Officer Randy Arthur opens up his patrol car and out pops his canine partner, Vigo.
Come here.
Sit. Everybody has to pet him. He's a Belgian Malinois, a type of small shepherd from Holland. They're akin to the German Shepherd, but you can tell they're much smaller and a little more petite looking, generally speaking.
It's the weekly training session for canines. The sun sets over Boise as police cars fill up the parking lot. Officers talk and laugh, but six-year-old Vigo has his attention focused on a snake-like toy in Arthur's hand.
So this is just a tug toy of his. It's one of them that we've used at times for drug detection and such. So he sees that. He's going to start barking in a second here because he wants off, wants his toy. Doesn't want me yapping.
Vigo is trained to apprehend suspects and sniff out illegal drugs. When he's not on the job, Vigo goes home at night with Arthur. So does Bullet, who lives with his handler, Sergeant Jerry Walby, from the Garden City Police Department.
He's in the house with us and lives inside the house and is actually a very good house dog.
Dogs like Bullet can cost $8,000 to $10,000. That doesn't include training or special equipment for the dogs, like a bite suit. On a grassy slope, Bullet eyes a man climbing into the bulky red training suit.
That would be our simulated felony suspect here, so... Sir, you're under arrest. I need for you to come over here. Put your hands up, please. Sir, if you don't comply, I'll have to send the little dog.
You send that little dog. I'll kill that little thing.
Okay.
That brrr is the command to release Bullet, who lunges onto the suit with his teeth and hangs on. He won't let go until Walby tells him to.
Bullet.
Oh. Vigo's training is a bit different today. He's wearing a muzzle.
Scally, stop crossing the dog. Stop crossing the dog!
No!
With the muzzle on, Vigo can't bite, but he can ram his head into the suspect over and over again. Arthur says he won't quit until he's told to.
Yeah, he really likes his job, so he's out there to protect me while I'm out there trying to protect you guys. So he's got to stay in that fight.
In the middle of training, a call comes in requesting a canine. Rua and his handler, Officer Steve Bonus, take off. The head of the canine unit, Lieutenant Alan Kavanagh, explains there's a man holding a knife.
The person is sounds like he's suicidal. He's made some threats to the other residents that live at this house. They've called police. And at this time, it sounds like the suspect in this case is basically the only one inside.
Officers surround the house. A negotiator talks to the suspect over the phone.
We've got a real issue with the dog right now. We're asking that you can back out of the way, at least out of view. So if he comes out the front door, he doesn't see the dog.
Kavanagh says the canine has a big psychological effect. This suspect knows the dog is there.
And so that's part of what he's saying is, I'm not coming out until you get the dog back. And so, hey, we'll get the dog back if you'll give yourself up.
That's exactly what happens. The suspect drops the knife and slowly comes out the front door.
We're pleased that the suspect gave up, and it's always better for us when a call can be resolved without the use of a canine and without anybody getting hurt.
The Boise Police Department has had canines since 1995. When fully staffed, there are 5 drug dogs, 4 dogs that can sniff drugs and catch suspects, and 4 other dogs trained to sniff out explosives at the airport. Sergeant Jerry Walby with Garden City says his department has 3 canines. The budget for food and care for the 3 dogs is around $4,000 a year. That's out of a $3 million budget. Walby says that's money well spent.
They certainly have a lot of abilities and senses that we as humans can't replicate, so that's a bonus for us.
Bullet keeps his eyes fixed on Walby as he talks.
That's my boy.
Other police officers share a similar bond with their dogs. They all agree that canines are a good investment. Out of a $48 million budget, Boise Police spend $25,000 a year on the canine unit. Meridian Police spend $5,500 on their 5 dogs out of a budget of almost $12 million. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.